Line upon line. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Apostle Paul taught us how we are able to bear temptation. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Temptation. The adversary knows where, when, and how to tempt us. If we are obedient to the promptings of the Holy Ghost, we can learn to recognize the adversary's enticements. Our success is never measured by how strongly we are tempted, but by how faithfully we respond. We must ask for help from our Heavenly Father and seek strength through the atonement of His Son, Jesus Christ. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, April 2009, General Conference. God is faithful. Faithful, trustworthy, loyal. We can trust God's promises that He will help us bear and escape temptation. A way to escape. There's always an escape, another choice, another place to go, another thing to do. When all else fails, follow the example of Joseph of Egypt and just run away. See Genesis chapter 39, verses 7 through 12. Above that ye are able. We should try to avoid temptation. Sometimes we make it harder on ourselves by not rejecting temptation as soon as it arrives. As Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, of course Jesus noticed the tremendous temptations that came to Him, but He did not process and reprocess them. Instead, He rejected them promptly. If we entertain temptations, soon they begin entertaining us. April 1987, General Conference. Common to man. We may all have different temptations, but all are tempted. Temptation is necessary, for it must needs be that the devil should tempt the children of men, or they could not be agents unto themselves. Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verse 39. Able to bear it. The Scriptures give us some keys to help us in our responsibility to avoid temptation so we can bear it. Watch and pray always. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, Alma chapter 13, verse 28. Alma chapter 31, verse 10, Alma chapter 34, verse 39, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 18, Doctrine and Covenant, section 31, verse 12. Rely on Jesus Christ. See Alma chapter 37, verse 33. Because in that He Himself has suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. See also Alma chapter 7, verse 11. Humble yourselves before the Lord. Alma chapter 13, verse 28. And beware of pride. Doctrine and Covenant, section 23, verse 1. Hearken unto the word of God, and hold fast unto it. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 24. Editor's note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of line upon line. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Read by David Shaw.